Hello, somebody. Hello, everybody. My name is Prophet Emmanuel. I'm a leader of a well-renowned ministry called Fire City International Ministry, which is in a place called Ngomazi in Kamachekeza Block C. I am here to share with you that what God has placed on my heart. As a man of God, as a man that moves in deliverance, as a man that has been delivering many people, I have discovered and I have learned something through this journey in my Christian life, that deliverance is not just a matter of casting out of a demon, because there are actual people who are not demon-possessed, but they need deliverance. Deliverance, it has something to do with change of lifestyle. You being set free from one state, another form, to be changed into another form. So deliverance is not just a matter of demons crying, coming out. Deliverance is actually a change of state and form. So I have come to speak to you about deliverance, making of a deliverer, making of a deliverer, making of a deliverer. So if we speak about deliverer, we cannot talk about deliverance, we're talking about a deliverer. So what exactly is deliverance? Deliverance, it is when someone is being set free from a thing, a form, or a situation. But when we talk about deliverance, we can't talk about it without a deliverer. So what is a deliverer and what is deliverance? Deliverer is the one who facilitates the deliverance. So you cannot deliver yourself, but you need someone who delivers you. The Bible speaks about Moses sent by God to the land of Egypt to deliver the people of God out of bondage. Yet the people of God were knowing God, but they were still in bondage. It is possible to know God and still remain in bondage. It is possible to know God and still have a situation. But when one is sent by God to deliver you out of that situation, that person is called a deliverer. So each and every individual, each and every living being deserves to have a deliverer. So if we speak about deliverance, we are talking about demons, we are talking about spirits being casted out, and talking about the change of lifestyle. Because what affects an individual's lifestyle, it is the presence or the availability of certain spirits moving and living inside somebody. That's when somebody's lifestyle will begin to change. Glory be to God. Hello, everybody. My name is Prophet Emmanuel. I'm a leader of a well-renowned ministry called Fire City International Ministry, which is in a place called Ngomazi. We hear that the Bible speaks about a man who's called Cornelius, a man who was so much devoted into the things of God. The man was hearing God, the man was knowing God, but the man was not born again. But the Bible speaks about this man being used by God, and an angel of God appeared to Cornelius. And the Bible says when the angel appeared to Cornelius, it showed him a name of a man called Peter. And Peter was supposed to come and deliver a message to Cornelius and teach him how Jesus is like and how he was anointed. So Cornelius, being able to hear God, being able to see, being able to understand, yet he's not born again. So this means that being born again and not being born again does not mean you can't hear God, because God is not a respecter of men. God is a God of everybody. So the Bible speaks about Cornelius being a man who managed to receive favor and grace to experience the hand of God manifesting in him. So we talk about deliverance. Deliverance, we're talking about the manifestation of God's presence into a living being, which leads into total transformation of one's life and total of one's character, attitude, and everything. So when your character is transformed, your character is being changed, you are delivered. But there is something that makes deliverance to be complete, which is two things: the word of God, the availability of God's presence. So God's presence facilitates deliverance into an individual's life, and the word of God paves a way for an individual to be delivered. Glory be to Jesus. Hello, guys. This is Prophet Emmanuel back again with the same message of making of a deliverer. I have realized that deliverance is not actually a matter of who and who. It's a matter of you knowing that God can use you to save somebody. And when you look at yourself and you look at what you are going through, what is happening around you, the fact that you are able to see any situation happening around you, it means that God has chosen you to be a deliverer of that family, that generation, or that anybody that is around you. Listen to me. Change of lifestyle, change of situations, change of a lot of things, they start happening because of deliverance. So deliverance is not actually the casting out. Deliverance is not the driving out of a demon, because demons can be driven out, but still people can remain possessed. The Bible speaks about transformation of the mind. Once your mind is not transformed, you can still remain under bondage. Remember, the Bible says, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. It is what you know that determines what you can become. It is what you know that makes you to become what you can become. So if you are not having anything that you know, then tell me, I will tell you the truth. You shall live in bondage, yet God has blessed you enough. Glory be to God. So, casting out of demons. I want to differentiate deliverance and demon casting out. So, casting out of demons is different from deliverance. Casting out of demons, it is a driving away of spirits out of a person. For the Bible says, at the mention of his name, Jesus, every knee shall bow down. Hallelujah. The Bible speaks of Jesus casting out a demon out of a man called Legion. But when a man is being set free out of that spirit, it is called casting out of a demon. That person needs to be preached again that his deliverance can be complete. So deliverance cannot be complete without the preaching of the word of God. So there has to be the preaching of the word of God. There has to be the power of God manifesting. You cannot deliver anybody unless you are delivered by God. So you must first be delivered in order for you to deliver somebody. And I have come to declare and prophesy unto you right now, as you are hearing me, the sound of my voice, wherever you are hearing me from, in any part of Mpumalanga, I pray by the power of the Holy Ghost that God deliver you out of that situation. May God minister healing on you. I cast out that demon that is troubling your generation, troubling your family, troubling everybody that is around you. And I declare by the power of the Holy Ghost that you are free from today in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Listen to me, child of God. With God, all things are possible. With Him, all things are possible. And we are overcomers. Thank you so much. God bless you.